Now, on this Invest Talk podcast, Steve Peasley listens to your questions.
I'm hoping you can explain the hit on metals of mining.
Quick question on ticker symbol AG, First Majestic.
My wife has a rollover 401k from a previous employer. I was curious if this is eligible to be used to do a backdoor Roth.
And provides unbiased answers.
Well, that's pretty easy. Open up a Roth account, start moving the assets over there. Just know that every asset that you move over to the Roth is added to your income.
Invest Talk, across America and around the world. Your participation makes it unique. 888-99-CHART. This podcast is produced by KPP Financial. Steve Peasley, President. KPP Financial. Independent thinking, shared success. And now today's podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Invest Talk. It is Friday, April 22nd, 2022. I'm Steve Peasley. I look forward to doing this podcast because I enjoy hearing your questions, your financial investment questions, anything financial. I like talking about that. Anything economics. If you want to talk about economics, I like that too. Those are the two areas I enjoy. So if you're interested in those and you want to talk about them, this is the show to listen to and call. I will give my, I'm trying to be very careful to be straightforward and give you unbiased answers to any questions you might have. I don't have a hidden agenda. I don't have, you know, I'm not trying to push anything. I don't have anything to sell you. I really don't, except my services. But, you know, I try not to be pushy about that kind of stuff. And it'll be my goal to help you understand what's going on now. I mean, we had a pretty violent down day today, and I don't think it should be anything you should not expect. If you listen to the show any length of time, recent months, we've told you the market's going to be very volatile. It's going to be very tough for the market because the Fed's going to be raising rates. And, you know, the odds are that they're going to raise rates 50 or 75 basis points, either this meeting or this meeting and the next meeting. The odds are that that's what they're going to do. The recent speeches have been hinting at 2.5% Fed funds rates is what they're shooting for. And it's at 0.25 now, 0.25%. That's what they're hinting at. The stock market does not like that at all. And it showed you today how much it didn't like it. So I'm going to talk about that. You need to know how this all works. So give me a call. We'll talk about the market. We're talking about you. We're talking about your retirement plans, anything financial, as I said, we'll talk about it. Now, you've got to put the odds in your favor, and hopefully educating yourself and listening to these kinds of shows, our show in particular, will help you educate yourself because you're responsible for your money. I don't care if you give your money to somebody like me to manage it. You're still responsible. Not me. I'm responsible to manage to grow your money as best I can with the risks that you're comfortable with. But ultimately, it boils down to you because it is your retirement wealth we're talking about. So it's you need to learn. That's all. It's not. It's I kind of like it. I know you're. If you listen to the show, you probably like it too. Okay, on the podcast, we always state our mission statement, independent thinking, shared success. And, of course, he'd tell you that with why we say that and how. What does that mean to you? It just means that we're going to give you accurate market reporting. We're going to explain how we come up with things and how things work. And if we have stock commentary, we do it without any bias or any slant. We try to be as unbiased and non-influenced by anything else other than what we think. As you know, a lot of money managers, registered investment advisors, they buy information. They buy it. A lot of money managers don't manage money. They just gather money and give it to third parties to manage. You got to understand how this works, how you need to know. You really do. So time to give me a call. We're live 4 to 5 Pacific time every Monday through Friday. So we're live right now. We stream the program live as well. So give us a call, 888-99-CHARTERS, our number, 888-992-4278. Well, so let's get right to the first listener line question.
Hi, Stephen, Justin. It's Dave from Minneapolis. Just looking at Boston Beer Company, stock ticker SAM. Just wondering if I should invest now or do a fractional share possibly. I'll listen to the show, and you guys have a great show. Thanks.
Well, I wouldn't do it now. I would not. It's in a downtrend, pretty strong downtrend, and it looks like it's trying to put in a bottom, but it hasn't done so yet. So I don't think it's time to invest yet. Okay, so this is Boston Beer Company, manufactures over 20 beers under the Samuel Adams brand name and over 10 flavored malt beverages. They're going to make huge money, $14.05 this year, then $17.89 per share next year. But sales in the last two quarters have dropped. I'm a little bit concerned about that. The stock has fallen from $1,200 all the way down to now $350.70. And what I fear is maybe you're looking at that $1,200 range that it got to, and you're looking, well, now it's only $350. It's, man, that's great. That's not how you should be looking at this. How do you look at this? You look at it had negative cash flow in 2021. It made no money in 2020. It lost $7.31. So I think, what is $17.89 worth? Well, it could be worth in this area, and it looks like it's trying to find support, but you need to wait till it happens before you buy it. Support means it stops going down and actually starts moving up. That tells you that it has found support. My focus point today is based on the story, playing it too safe with finances could make it harder to reach full potential. So what do we mean by playing it too safe? And I think it's pretty easy to determine whether you're playing it too safe yourself, but it's you. You have to understand the rewards as well as the risks and not be so afraid of taking risks. So we're going to talk about that. Okay, that's what we'll discuss. Other things we want to talk about, how about Elon Musk's bid? Did you see where the money's coming from? I think that was quite interesting. Just opposite what most buyouts do. And Zillow says they know what the house prices are going to be in 2023. This is what they think. They say they know, but they don't really know. No one really knows. But this is what they think the houses are going to be in 2023. Prices. I'm talking about prices. And we'll discuss that. And should you position yourself for the Fed's crash in stocks? Should you do something about it? Should you prepare for a Federal Reserve-induced stock market crash? And what should you do about that? Should you make major changes in your portfolio? And we'll talk about that too. Those are things I want to discuss, but of course you come first. Whatever you want to discuss is what we're going to discuss, not what I want to discuss. The market today was down, Dow down 981, the NASDAQ 335 down, and the S&P down 122. Okay? That's what the market did today. So we had a bad day. A very bad day in the market. Well, I won't say very bad, but a pretty tough day. Pretty tough. And we have had three or four down weeks in a row, and it looked like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we were going to have an up week this week, but yesterday and today took that all away. No trivia question today, because I'm going to share some highlights from the KPP Premium Newsletter, and that'll come up about the halfway point in the podcast. And I told you what the market did. It just was not a good day, not a good day yesterday and today. Why was that? We'll talk about it if you want. We have good news for InvestTalk listeners that enjoy hearing unbiased answers to caller questions. We do it at a fast pace on what we call Rapid Fire Hour, April's Rapid Fire Hour, with 30 caller questions. It's available now free as a free download podcast. Please tell your friends about the InvestTalk Rapid Fire podcast. You can listen to it now. And now the InvestTalk phones are open. 888-99-CHART.
The InvestTalk Voice Bank never closes.
I have a question for you about Amazon.
So your questions keep coming.
A question about P.E. ratios.
And that's okay, because Steve Peasley and Justin Klein specialize in unbiased guidance.
If I'm looking at a dividend company, I'm looking for consistency of earnings and dividends.
Your standard daily chart typically goes back 1 year.
No question is too simple.
Wanted to ask about Teladoc.
And each question is an important part of the podcast.
My wife has a rollover 401k from a previous employer. I was curious if this is eligible to be used to do a backdoor Roth.
Steve and Justin are fearless.
That's fairly inexpensive for this kind of explosive growth.
The problem here is that you're picking a leveraged ETF.
Tell your friends and family members about InvestTalk.
You've been instrumental in my understanding how this market works.
Don't forget to call InvestTalk. 888-99-CHART. The market is constantly changing, and you've got to be ready to react. You'll have questions. Steve and Justin have answers. The InvestTalk Anytime listener line never closes. 888-99-CHART.
Okay, let's go to Perrin in the Bay Area. How you doing?
Good, Steve. Thanks for asking, and thanks for the great show. I watch it. I listen to it almost every day, I should
say. Thank you. Appreciate that.
So I had a quick question. I invest in dividend stocks regularly, like a long-term horizon, you know, like maybe a 5 years in the future. So I was looking at ticker symbol BLK, BlackRock Financial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To start a position in that, again, for a long term. So if you can have a look and let me know what your thoughts are about it.
BlackRock, Inc. is a very solid company. Manages fixed income, cash, equity, alternative investments for institutional and individuals. They're very large, $100 billion size. So it's a very large company. They make a lot of money. They're going to make $39.96 a share this year. That's the estimate. Next year is $44.93, and it's a $662 stock. So that's right around a 15, 16 PE, which is right about the midpoint for this company. Return equity is very healthy at 17%. They don't have a lot of debt. So the company is very strong, very strong. So the question is, it only pays a 2.9% dividend. So it doesn't pay a great dividend. And it looks like it's trying to find support right here at about 660. We'll see, because it's at 662 now, almost 663. But it fell to the bottom of its range today. And that usually is a negative thing. I'd be patient. I wouldn't buy it, pick it up yet. Number one, the dividend's not strong enough. But as the price comes down, you know, it looks better and better and better. But it's right in the middle range of its PE, too. So it's not like cheap. It's not. It's not expensive either. But I think I'd be patient, because the market is not acting very well. So that's what I would do. Let's fit in another call question here that came in. And remember, you can call and leave your questions all the time, anytime you want to, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 888-99-CHART.
Hello, this is Tori from Bozeman, Montana. I'm calling to ask about a refinance that I'm currently in the middle of. So I'm refinancing a rental property that I own. And I was wondering, because I do have a good bit of equity in that property, and I haven't quite been maximizing my Roth contribution every year. So would it be smart to take some of that equity out of my house and actually just put it into my Roth IRA, where I feel like it can make better returns and possibly beat what my home might be able to bring in terms of equity in the future? Look forward to hearing your answer. Thanks so much. Bye.
Well, it's a tough question to answer in a vacuum, because I don't know all your financial situation. I only know what you're telling me on your property. For instance, how much equity are you talking about, and how much money has the property earned? What's been your ROE on that property, return on equity? On how much have you returned on it, and would it be worth it to take more of a loan. I would like you to think about, would it still be cash positive, cash flow positive? Because, you know, when you borrow more money, it costs more money, and does the renters, the rent pay, cover that cost? So there's all kinds of questions that I need to ask you. But I do like, you know, putting money away in your retirement. I'd rather see you do it out of your earnings, though, not out of your equity. Changing one equity for another equity, not necessarily a good idea. Not. But, you know, I can't say in your situation whether that's true or not. I like paying down debt. Okay, that's what we will all like, not increasing debt. We're moving into a break, but I'm not going anywhere, that's for sure. My phone lines are open, and your financial and investment questions are welcome. So why don't you call me, give me a call, 888-99-CHART.
Your objective is to work hard, plan well, and achieve financial freedom, right? You're in luck because Steve Peasley is here now, ready to take your finance and investment questions. Call 888-99-CHART.
Okay, my focus point today is based on a story. Playing it too safe with finances could make it very hard to reach your full potential. Now, what does that mean? We all have a certain amount of risk we like taking or are comfortable taking, but I have run into this many times where people take virtually no risk because they're scared. And sometimes they're scared because they've tried investing once and lost their money. And now they're scared to ever approach the market again. It's not okay. We all need to put money aside for, you know, for any kind of unforeseen event. That's money that we set aside. All other money should be invested in something. Should be. Most people have trouble doing that, but you can invest things less risky because you don't want to be risky, but you still need to invest. The most durable investments have been in the stock market. Yes, it's volatile. Yes, it can be scary, but you need to understand how the market works, and the more you learn, the less scary it becomes. Because you know how it works. You know that, and I've been telling you, and Justin's been telling you, when the Federal Reserve raises interest rates, it makes it very difficult for the stock market to go forward. Usually, we're on a path to a recession. At least that has been in the history of Federal Reserve raising rates. When they're lowering rates and make money very available, make it easy to get, that usually means boom time for economics and stock market. But even in the bad times, you still need to be invested in the market because you can't time it. I don't know when the Fed's going to stop raising rates. They tell you certain things, but have you noticed they don't always tell the truth? Not because they're trying to lie. Sometimes they just don't know. Sometimes they are wrong. Matter of fact, I will submit they're wrong a lot. Do you remember a year ago when they said inflation is transitory? And now they're now talking about raising rates dramatically because inflation is here. So they were wrong. Yeah, so I think you need to break out of your financial comfort zone. Get more, take a little risk. Just understand the risk that you're taking. If you can understand it, you know that the markets are going to go down or your value of your portfolio goes down, but it will come back. It always has. Most of the time, people that are scared, they're scared out of the market right at the bottom. And then they think they need to get back in the market at the top. And they wonder why they lose money. And maybe you should try to change your mindset. You know, how do people become rich? How do rich people act? You know, they act differently than 9-to-5ers that you're just working for a paycheck and you work paycheck to paycheck. You know, you need to view money differently. You don't want to view money as only as, oh, I get to pay my bills with it and I can buy clothes and have a nice place to live. You need to view money as something that can work for you. You want the money to earn money. That's what you want. Let money earn money. Instead of you working for it, let it work for you. You can do that. That's changing your mindset, your mind. You want to be, you know, you want to be on the set of how can I grow this money so it can now compound itself and I don't have to do anything. Just watch it grow. That's what you want. And, you know, first, one of the things you need to set goals. You need to set goals. And one of those goals is determine what your personal financial freedom number is. How much money do you need to feel secure and comfortable? You need to do that. On Fridays, I generally take time to fit in a quick rundown of the key benchmark numbers. So let's do that. The 2-year Treasury yield is 2.72. 5 weeks ago, it was 1.9. So 17 weeks ago, it was 0.64. You can see how dramatic it's gone up from 0.64% 17 weeks ago, or about 4 months, to 2.72. Pretty amazing, huh? Now, 10-year is at 2.91. So that means what? You know, how many basis points spread do we have? You know, so it's in a proper spread. The 10-year is earning more than a 2-year. The Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates at the beginning of next month, beginning of May, and we'll see what it does to that spread, if it does anything. It will change. Of course, it's going to change. Okay, so gold, $19.32 an ounce. 2 weeks ago, it was $19.44. Not doing much then. 11 weeks ago, it was $18.06. Silver, $24.22. 8 weeks ago is $23.94. Not much change, really. Oil is selling for $102 a barrel. 2 weeks ago, $97. 4 weeks ago, $113. 4 weeks ago, $104. 6 weeks ago, $90. 19 weeks ago, $66 a barrel. Now it's $102. Anyways. And in California, gasoline or regular gasoline, nationwide $4.12, California $5.68. per gallon. Well, the Friday podcast and radio show is moving pretty fast, so I will share the highlights from the KPP Premium Newsletter in just a few minutes. 888-99-CHART.
The stock market is volatile. It's constantly changing. So how are you positioned? Is your portfolio properly balanced? Or are you taking unnecessary risks? You can get guidance anytime for free if you go to investtalk.com and take the brief Riskalyze quiz.
Hello, this is Todd from Birmingham. Wanted to tell y'all again, thank y'all for what y'all do. You've helped me learn a tremendous amount over the last couple of years as I've tried to learn how to invest. My question today is on Anthem, A-N-T-M. Its growth has seemed to just continue upward, and I was wanting to find out if you felt like this was a good stock, and also when things are growing at such a rapid pace, how can you tell if you're buying at the very top or if you think that there's still more room to run even after it's reached its all-time high? Thank you.
Okay. Anthem, provides managed healthcare services throughout through PPO, HMO, and indemnity and other hybrid plans. It's all about healthcare. The good question, the really good question you had, how do you know if it's near its top? No one really knows. No one. But you can make assumptions and intelligent guesstimates based on history of this particular company, this particular sector, and how its growth is happening now. And the growth rate for now is about 15% sales growth, 10%, 11% in earnings per share. So it would earn a higher than normal PE. Now, also, you can look at the history of its PE range, and for them, it's 8 to 21, and the current PE is at 19. Now, it's going to go up 10% next year, all right? So I would tell you, and it pays a 1% dividend, which is not a lot for a $121 billion company. The stock price has moved up steadily for some time. This is a very good company. Return on equity is 19%. Cash flow is $30 a share. A very good, well-run company. But I think it's had a very long run up in price, and I think it's topping. I think that it should roll over and give some of this back. And if I wanted to buy this company, I would wait for that to happen. And I might be wrong. It might continue to go up. But the decision to wait and be patient because it's at the high range of its PE ratio, that we are in a cycle where economic cycle where the Fed is going to be slowing the economy down. So you don't want to buy these high-priced stocks that have done nothing but go up in recent weeks and months. You want to take those are ones you really should take some profits off the table. Okay, or if you're a long-term holder, you just keep holding them. It's that simple. I like it, but I wouldn't buy it. Not this time. The KPP premium news. Try to say that three times real fast. The KPP premium newsletter was finished today, as it always is every Friday morning, and will be distributed to subscribers tomorrow morning. Okay. In the first section, the market conditions section, I explained that corporate earnings for the last quarter came in hot and heavy this week. So far, they appear to be fairly strong, and the outlook from the various CEOs suggests more strength in the coming quarters. The airlines provided especially good news as they reported a return to profitability. You know how bad they suffered, right? I mean, lost billions upon billions of dollars, the airline industry. Tesla surprised everybody with a lot better earnings than everybody expected because their factory in China shut down because of COVID for a number of weeks. Didn't seem to affect their earnings. They still did very well. So the earnings news was pretty strong this week. And at the beginning of the week, kind of reflected that. The stock market was doing okay, but not yesterday and today. On the economic front, existing home sales fell about 2% from 5.93 million to 5.77 million. The new home starts report came in at 1.79 million, the same as the previous month. And the all-important permits number, construction permits, much more important gauge, it was strong at 1.87 million, which was the same as it was the month before. Now, they expected to have the permits drop a little bit, but they did not. Now, permits doesn't mean necessarily that they are going to build those houses, but it's a pretty darn indicator that the future, remember, it takes a while to build a house. You have the permits in your hand, it takes you some time to build those houses. So that's really a good leading economic indicator that you want to pay attention to. Now, I do think prices are topping. I mean, with the 30-year mortgage over 5%, I mentioned that housing remains pretty strong, but something's going to break at some point. Okay, the Fed's going to be pushing rates up. We all know that. Where they're going to go, we all, you know, they'd say, this is what they're saying, they'll go to 2.5% on the Fed fund rate. Now, remember, they increased the Fed's fund rate from 0 to 0.25, quarter percent, and the 30-year fixed mortgage went from 3 to 5%. So that's the effect that that Fed's fund rate. 10-year, you know, they say that the Fed fund rate, the mortgage rate kind of tracks the 10-year treasury, which it does, but the 10-year treasury is influenced by the Fed fund rate too. All rates are influenced by the Fed, what it does with the Fed funds rate. Let's see, what else was in that newsletter? The consumer remains strong, I said, as long as they're earning. Their quit rate is pretty high, and they're not afraid to quit because they think they can get jobs. And I mentioned the unemployment claims are pretty darn low. So on an economic basis, and we had the leading economic indicator reported, looks like we're going to have a pretty decent economy going forward for the next 3 months or so. And that's about as far as you ever, anybody can. It's almost impossible to read any further ahead than that. And even that's not necessarily so. but I think that's fairly steady. Portfolio management section of the newsletter. On our weekday InvestTalk podcast, many people call in asking about a certain stock that makes it up a large portion of their wealth. This is frightening. No one should have any single company compromising more than about 5% of their invested portfolio. I mean, yeah, it can go up to 10 because you own it and it rose, but you don't buy more than 10, more than 5. And if it goes up to 10, you start to take some off the table. You don't want one stock to completely control your portfolio. Okay? So you got to think about that. How to manage a portfolio of stocks, not just a stock. Don't just think about, well, I'm going to buy this stock, and this stock is going to make me rich. That's wrong thinking. Could it happen? Yes, but that's not how you should be thinking about it. You should be managing a portfolio of stocks, and if you can't do that, you let somebody else manage it for you. Buy a mutual fund. Hire a manager. Because the portfolio stock needs to match the risk tolerances of how much risk you want to take and how much reward and risk you want to participate in to grow that money. The more risk you take, the more chances you're taking of money going down. It's okay if money value goes down. It's okay because it will come back unless you pick some really bad companies, and you can do that. It's very possible. So I gave you a couple stock ideas as well. You know, I do that every week. And my first one was an ETF. Let's see, 80% of its total assets in common stock depository receipts in companies in the gold mining industry. So that's the first ETF in there. And I look at another, how about an index that it measured broad-based equity market performance of global companies involved in uranium industry. Another ETF. You know, it pays a 5.23% dividend, that uranium ETF. Of course, I name names in the newsletter. I can't do it on the air. I'm not supposed to. There's a good deal of valuable information in the KPP Premium Newsletter, everybody. I try to give it to you. When you subscribe, you'll get it every week. You can subscribe by going to investtalk.com, investtalk.com, two T's. And, you know, you'll get the newsletter every Saturday morning in your inbox. Again, subscribe at investtalk.com. Let's go to Dave in Minnesota. Wants to talk about PayPal, which I am very, very familiar with. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. I'm looking at PayPal, trying to add it to my portfolio. I recently put like 15% of my portfolio into cash, waiting for the summer. But This thing has dropped a lot, and it looks like it's below the COVID low. Do I get in now? Do I wait until the summer? What are your thoughts?
And what's the good buy in price? I wouldn't buy it now. Now, having said that, I bought it at $100 because it looked like to me it was going to hold $100, or at least it had a good chance of holding $100, and it didn't. Today it's at $86. I think now I'm going to buy more myself, but I'm going to wait. I want to see it find a bottom somewhere, and it's not done that yet. I think PayPal, everybody, if you don't know who they are, provides digital mobile payments on behalf of consumers, merchants worldwide. They own Venmo. They're going to make $4.63 this year, $5.75 next year. It's an $86 stock. So you're looking at a, 18 PE, 17, 18? And their five-year range is 19 to 70. So they're pushing their five-year range downward. Return on equity is 26%. Very low debt. Growth rate in sales is 13%, 30% in the last four quarters. So I think it's a great stock, Dave. I think the company is being well run. And I think the problems they're having are short term in nature and more related to the whole industry and not necessarily to them per se. So I think it's a good time to think about buying it. But I think I'd wait if it didn't hold that first level. I think it's got to hold some level. And I think it's getting pretty darn close. But I'd be patient. Be patient. That's PayPal. PYPL is a symbol, everybody. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. Really do thank you for that. Elon Musk bid for Twitter, right? We all know that. two-thirds of the money is coming from his personal wealth, and a third is coming from banks. And he's borrowing $12.5 billion on margin from his account. Margin. That's pretty risky. Now, just so you know, usually it's flipped. Usually it's two-thirds are coming from banks and a third coming from Elon Musk. That would be a normal relationship, but in this case, I don't think the banks wanted to give him loan the money out. So he's putting out a huge amount of money for the offer to buy Twitter. So I thought that was a very interesting thing he was doing. Also, should you position yourself for the Fed's crash in stocks? And I would say you should have done that already, but the answer is yes. When I say position ourselves, that doesn't mean getting out of stocks. Doesn't mean that at all. It means preparing for the downturn. Yeah, it may be your portfolio will fall. That's okay. They always go up and down. They just generally go up more than they go down. But what that means to me, when you prepare for a crash, if you think it, now remember, you're guessing. I don't know. You don't know. No one knows the market's going to crash. But it's the odds are with you when the Fed is so strident about raising rates and crushing and wanting to crush the inflation. Okay? So the odds are that they may very well produce a recession. So what should you do? Well, you know, we've already talked about buying those things that seem to work in an inflationary environment, and they have worked very well. We were talking about commodities. And some of the commodities you might want to take some profits on, you know, they've done so well. But also produce a little bit of cash so you can have some money to invest in that next opportunity that comes when the market falls. But you and I and no one knows when it's going to fall and how much it's going to fall. So you don't know when to get back in. So you do not want to get out of the market and say, well, I'm just going to avoid the whole thing. If you do that, then you should plan to never get back in the market because you can't time it. Just buy CDs or whatever. Don't buy stocks if this is how you're going to try to manage your money, because you're going to guess wrong when the bottom's there. So don't do that. It's not worth it. Okay, can we grab another voice bank question? Did I go too long? 888-99-CHART.
Hi, guys. This is Reed from Washington. I got a question regarding Sempra Energy, ticker symbol SR. I bought the stock a little while ago. I'd just like to see what you guys think about it. And I'll look forward to the answer on the next podcast. Thank you.
Okay, this is a holding company providing natural gas and electric utility services to 1.5 million people. It's out of San Diego, California. Okay. It's going to make $8.94 next year. It's going to make $8.50 this year. It made $8.43 last year. Year before, $1.61 per share. All per shares, okay? It's $168 stock. $8.94, so it tells you what? Does it tell you what the P.E. ratio is? 15, 16? Okay, and that's fairly low, but I wish they paid more dividend, 2.7%. It's a good, solid utility, and the dividend is probably very secure, and it has great cash flow of 1438. So if you're buying it, you know, it's had a big run up. You might be a little late, might want to wait for a pullback. Okay? Edgar from San Diego, hang on. You'll be next. We will be, you know, we'll get you up. We will. So just hold on, please. I'm Steve Peasley, and we have one goal here, to help you achieve financial freedom. Whatever that means to you, you have to decide. And our work will continue right after this break. 888-99-CHART.
Now is a good time to call InvestTalk.
Yeah, I own GDX, and I just wanted to get your opinion on it.
What's your question? 888-99-CHART.
InvestTalk is made possible by KPP Financial, where InvestTalk hosts and KPP principals Steve Peasley and Justin Klein practice parallel investing. That means Steve and Justin's accounts participate with client investments at equal prices and percentages. You can learn more about parallel investing at investtalk.com.
888-99-CHART. Let's talk to Edgar in San Diego. Hi, Edgar.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. This is in my retirement account. I've been holding Fidelity Select Semiconductor for many years, and I am still up, but it's down about 22% this year so far. I was thinking to sell some of it and buy that FSUTX, Utility Mutual Fund.
Okay. So did you notice that you're talking about selling it now because you're down? Did you have the same thought selling it when it was high? This is what you have to learn to do. Take some profits off the table when something is really high and you're happy with it. Selling it down when it's low or it's fallen is usually the wrong thing to do. Now, this is Fidelity Select Utilities Mutual Fund, and it's a 5-star fund by Morningstar, meaning it's a very well-run fund, meaning in its peer group, it does very well against its peer group. Last year, it was at the top 25 percentile, and in the last 5 years, it's been up the top 25 percentile 3 of the last 5 years. It's a very good fund. So I wouldn't get rid of it. You probably bought it for the dividend. Would that be a correct statement?
Yes. No, I'm not going to get rid of these. I was going to sell some of my select semiconductor.
Oh. Okay. I'm not keen on the semiconductor sector. I would have probably told you to get out of that a year or so ago, or at least cut it. And move into something more commodity related, like this one, utilities. I like the utilities area because of the stability of the dividends, and it's done very, very well. Over time, it's done very, very well. So I would probably take some. I don't know if I'd get out completely out of the tech sectors, because there's several tech stocks I like, but they're big. Big guys. I mean, we're talking the biggest guys. The rest, I don't care for. We don't even own any of the medium-sized or small. We don't. We only own like 2 or 3 big ones. That's it. And all our managed accounts. So, yeah, I would probably wouldn't hesitate to take a little out off the tech. Let's go to Rick in Commerce in California. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for the call.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. So just had a question regarding with the airlines picking up, and I wanted to know what you thought of Mesa and just in general the airlines.
Okay.
And also if this would be a good time to buy in.
Okay. I am not, if you've listened to the show a very long time, there's certain sectors I don't like. Airlines is one of them. Automobile manufacturers is another. And I have my own personal reasons for that. But Mesa Air Group, MESA is the symbol, holding company for regional airlines serving 129 cities and 39 states, District of Columbia, Bahamas, and Mexico. They are making a comeback. They're not going to make any money this year. They're going to lose 73 cents a share this year. But next year, they'll make 63 cents. And it's a $3.94 stock. This stock has a lot of support at around $3. I might, Rick, if you really wanted to get into it, I might wait to see if it would come down to the low $3 area, not the high $3 area that it is now. I think it will come down more. I do. I think in the summertime, a lot of stocks are going to come down because the whole market is probably going to give up more ground. So I'd be patient, okay? I think I would. But it does have good fundamentals coming around, finally. You know, all the airlines are starting to pick up. Okay? I'm Steve Peasley, and this completes another InvestTalk program. Justin Klein and I thank you for your listening, and we encourage you to tell your friends and family members about our free podcast downloads. You can get your downloads anytime at iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. Please be sure to review and rate us if you do download at iTunes. We would appreciate a positive rating, but you know, it's up to you. But we would like a rating. We would. And, of course, you know, a good rating always helps us spread the word, increases, raises our profile. Independent thinking, shared success. This is the Best Talk, everybody. Enjoy your weekend.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for the listener to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor, which retains all rights. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. Steve Peasley is president and Justin Klein, chief executive officer of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial. And they thank you for listening and welcome your comments or questions on our 24-hour listening line at 888-99-CHART.